This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on January 24, 2008. Should you have questions after listening to this recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The open session of the Federal Election Commission for Thursday, January 24th, 2008 will come to order. The first item on the agenda is correction and approval of the minutes. Mr. Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move approval of the minutes for the meeting of December 14th, 2007, as set forth in agenda document number 08-01.
All in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes by a vote of both commissioners present. And I note that that establishes the quorum under the revised Directive 10. I'm going to first make an administrative announcement. Directive 10 sets forth the Commission's procedures for meeting and voting on various documents. Last year, in anticipation of the unfortunate situation in which we find ourselves with only two serving commissioners, the Commission revised Directive 10 to provide for meetings and other procedures in the absence of four commissioners. There are certain actions which under the Act require the vote of four commissioners, and obviously the Commission cannot take actions that are statutorily mandated for four commissioner vote. There are, however, a number of other actions the Commission can take, and so we did revise that internal directive to allow us to continue to meet and conduct business with only the two of us present. We will be publishing the revised directive in the Federal Register shortly, and we will make it available now to anyone who is interested in it. I also note that we have a withdrawal of Draft Advisory Opinion 2007-36, which is on the agenda. And I just want to note that in the withdrawal letter, the counsel for the requester makes some statements regarding 11 CFR 2.2D1, which is the Commission's Sunshine Act regulation, and it defines meeting for that purpose as the collegiate deliberation of four commissioners. The Sunshine Act rules apply to the Sunshine Act and not to the Commission's meetings generally. I suppose if one pressed the argument, we could try to argue that we were exempt from the Sunshine Act, but our counsel advises us quite correctly that the statute there would control, and in essence the regulation was written in contemplation that we would always have six commissioners, and so we are also complying with the Sunshine Act as to our executive sessions and this open meeting. But the Sunshine Act regulation does not prohibit us from meeting, discussing these advisory opinions, and conducting other business which we may conduct under the statute. The next item on the agenda is the election of a vice chairman, and there are a number of things we have to do a little bit differently with only two of us, and one is that by custom, though not by regulation or rule, the chair does not normally make motions. However, with only two of us, I'm going to depart from the custom and make a motion. Poetry slam.
Uh-oh.
Or issue ad sham. No one can beat her. She's quick with the meter. Her grammar definitive without split infinitive. As for her family of great kids, she has three, and also a great mate. 'Tis a pleasure to nominate outlasting Stephen, Hans, and Bob, Commissioner Ellen L. Weintraub, as vice chair of this small commission with whom I share a vital mission, keeping campaign finance fine and celebrating June the 9th.
I'm speechless. People from outside the building will not understand when we have high-level departures. I usually do poetry at the at their departures, but this is a first. Well, I suppose I could say that I'm shocked. I had no idea I was going to be nominated. Oh, I guess I did. So, yeah, this is a very unusual circumstance. I very much appreciate the effort that went into that. That's very funny. I want a copy of that. And my spouse and children will also appreciate being mentioned. And I guess, given the circumstances, I accept the nomination. There's been, I seem to recall in times past, sometimes the people nominated didn't actually vote on their own election. They abstained out of a sense of humility, I suppose. I don't have that luxury because I won't win if I if I don't vote. Nothing's going to happen because we need both of us to vote on it. So
I would note this is one of the things that is specifically provided for under the revised Directive 10, and in case anyone's interested, it lasts for as long as we have the two commissioners. So all in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion is agreed to by the vote of both commissioners present. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.